A change in Michigan gun laws is halfway through the state legislature after the state Senate voted to allow people who obtain enhanced concealed pistol licenses to carry concealed weapons in churches, schools, and other areas currently considered no-gun zones. This is Lisa Berry, and the vote was 25-12, and one of those 12 no votes was local state Senator Rebecca Warren, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU.
Hi, Lisa. It's always good to be with you.
I know this is confusing for a lot of people. Can you just give us a basic explanation of what was approved by the Senate?
Most people know, I think, that if you have a concealed weapons permit, you can carry that weapon in a lot of places in our state currently. There's just a very small handful of places that have been exempted from that are considered gun-free zones. And to me, I think it's the kind of places that reasonable people would agree that we really don't want weapons. It's places like schools and daycare centers, large sports stadiums or entertainment venues, hospitals and bars, college dorms, and our schools and religious institutions, places of worship. So those few places were the only ones under current Michigan law where if you had a concealed weapon, you could not carry that. Even if you had a legal permit, you couldn't carry that into those places. They were considered gun-free zones. Now, there'd been a challenge over the years that there was this loophole that said some folks could open carry in those areas. So we had folks who would open carry weapons into some places, and in our own local Ann Arbor Public School District passed a policy and actually was able to get that upheld to keep that from happening in their schools. So the legislation that passed the Senate over my vehement no vote did things like did away with those gun-free zones and closed that loophole. So you can't open carry in those locations, but in all of those locations now, if you had a CPL license, a concealed pistol license, and did 8 hours of additional training, you could carry into those places.
What was your opposition settled around?
My opposition in a couple of different ways. One, it took like broad sweeping authority away from any local units, any public bodies, whether that's a school district, a college, a public hospital, to create rules for themselves about what they want in their area. There might be places in the state that think that it's fine to have people carrying into their hospitals or into bars in their community, but for those who disagree, I think local control is important. I also just think there's some places where we don't need guns in this community, in our society. I don't think we need guns in our preschools and in our schools. At the same time, yesterday, we passed a bill that changed under current Michigan law. You can't get a concealed pistol license until you're 21 years old. They passed a bill yesterday, again, over my no vote, that would change that age down to 18. So we have adult students, essentially. You have seniors in high school who are 18 years old, who now with the way that these two bills work together could be carrying concealed weapons to their senior year of high school. And I have broad concerns about that. I don't think more guns in schools is something that we need.
Now, as I understand it, some universities can still prohibit guns on campus. Is that correct?
Yes, there was one amendment that allowed for that.
What about public schools like Ann Arbor or Ypsilanti?
No, the public schools would be in that list of local public units that would be barred from making any local ordinances or local policies that would keep people from being able to carry concealed on their property. Now, private employers could. So a private business or a private home, a person could say, carrying concealed on my property is not okay. But any of the public areas, besides just a very small handful of amendments that got passed, which also included airports. So our public schools, a lot of our colleges, our public hospitals, municipal buildings, county buildings, those folks would not be able to prohibit people from carrying concealed if they had done this additional training and had this new certification.
I heard one state lawmaker talking about this, saying the only way to meet bad guys with guns is to give guns to good guys. What do you think about this way of looking at this?
Well, in the speech that I gave on the Senate floor, one of the things that I pointed to was that, you know, there was a recent, just last week, a shooting at a Walmart in Colorado, and the detectives that were the first on the scenes and doing investigations after the fact said there were other quote-unquote good guys with guns, people who were shoppers, patrons in that Walmart that pulled guns as well. And for the first responders, for our public safety officers who were arriving on the scene, it slowed down the process of them being able to know who actually were the bad guys with guns and who were the good Samaritans who were trying to help. It actually slowed it down, took them longer for them to figure out how many suspects there were and who were suspects and who were just trying to be helpful. And it led to a longer period of time before they had that situation under control. Our law enforcement in that community were saying it was a hindrance to them, not a help.
So the state Senate has approved this despite your objection, and now it moves on to the full House. Any idea when they're going to take this up?
I do not know. The bills just went over to the House, for us at the end of session yesterday. It'll get read in on the House side today, and we're about to take, so it's our last day before we take our annual hunting and Thanksgiving break. So we won't be back in Lansing until the last week of November. So there is a little bit of time, I think, while folks are out on their short break, two-week break, before there's a possibility of it being taken up. But it was on a very fast track in the Senate, and I guess I'd be concerned that we might see something pretty quickly when we come back in November on the House side as well.
But the big question is whether or not Governor Snyder would sign it.
Right, and Governor Snyder is on record having vetoed some legislation that was similar last session. And according to some folks, I don't think it's clear yet whether he's made his position known, if he's going to be willing to veto this again, or if the changes that have been made in this year's package are enough to satisfy him. I'm hopeful that he will hold strong and say that it still doesn't meet his standard and that he would veto the bill.
And
that's
as many of us recall, guns in schools in Ann Arbor has been a big issue in recent years. Are you hearing from any constituents about this?
Thousands of constituents. I can't even tell you. My phone has been ringing off the hook. My email box has been full and full and full of so many folks from all over Washtenaw County who have asked me to stand up in opposition to this bill, have asked what they can do to really address this national growing epidemic of gun violence. This is, it really, people understand that it's time for us to have a real conversation about what we're going to do with firearms policy to try to reduce the incidence of gun violence in our community, intentional or not. So, yeah, I would say in the last week alone, literally thousands of citizens of Washtenaw County have contacted me to express their opinions on this, and it's nearly 2-1 all folks who oppose the legislation.
Okay, State Senator Rebecca Warren, thanks for updating our listeners on this important issue, and we'll check back with you as it continues through the state legislature. Thanks for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much.